This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's astonishing to me to look at what other people are buying in their shopping carts at the grocery store, and it reminds me that our nation is destroying itself. Our civilization is really a suicide cult. I've said this before. Humanity is a suicide cult on many levels, but just at the food level, people are eating themselves to death constantly. They're eating toxic foods or foods with toxic ingredients. They're eating cancer. They're eating diabetes. They're eating heart disease and so on. And it's every day in every grocery store across America, and it's almost every person. And then when they get sick, what do? They medicate. So the same person buying all the junk food, the processed meats with the sodium nitrite in it that causes cancer and the trans fatty acids and eating all the fried foods and the fast foods, they're the same person who is on 10 different medications. You know, medication for Alzheimer's, medication for high blood pressure, medication for liver function, a medication to sleep at night, a medication to urinate. It's insane. They poison themselves with chemicals, and then from the food, and then the doctor says, here, take these other chemicals to cover the symptoms of the poisoning that you got from eating these foods, except the doctor never explains it that way. They just say, oh, we don't know why you got diabetes. We don't know the cause. We don't know why you got cancer. Must be your mom's fault or your dad's fault. Yeah, it's your genes. It's not all the cancer-causing chemicals you're eating, according to the doctor. But then if you step back another layer on all of this and really look at the insanity of it, it's not just that consumers are doing this. It's that all of this is legal and it's pushed by the government itself, because the government has for a long, long time been totally corrupted by the agriculture industry, the food giants, and the pharmaceutical companies. You know, Big Pharma is the largest lobbying group in Washington. And Monsanto and the biotech industry is a close second, probably. The bottom line is that all of these poisons that are destroying our society are sold by the wealthiest corporations, the most influential companies that have the biggest lobbies in Washington. And so it's a racket. First, the food gives you disease, and then the drug companies profit off that same disease while giving you chemicals that don't prevent or reverse the disease. And they just tell you, keep eating the same foods because it wasn't your fault. And even in the hospitals, they're serving the foods that cause heart disease, diabetes, and cancer in the hospitals. Heck, you can go on the American Diabetes Association website, and they've got recipes there for bacon-wrapped shrimp, which will cause diabetes because of the sodium nitrite in the processed bacon meat. I mean, these organizations, like the ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight. They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable. You look at society as a whole, and it's just like, what? I mean, who would still be drinking aspartame? Who is still eating sodium nitrite in bacon and sausage and processed meat, deli meat, and all that? And the answer is almost everyone. Almost everyone's giving themselves cancer. Cancer rates are exploding. Did you know that right now a cancer diagnosis has become more common than getting married or having a baby? Yeah, that's a new study that came out. A cancer diagnosis is literally more common than those two things because it's exploding everywhere. Well, what happened to the search for the cure? What happened to raising all the money for pink ribbons, Susan Komen? What happened to the drug companies promising to find a cure for cancer? People, it's all BS. It's total BS. They don't want a cure. They don't want to even prevent it. They want more people to have cancer because that's how they make money. End of story. No debate. Irrefutable. They make money off cancer. The drug industry makes money off every disease. They make money off diabetes. They make money off of heart disease. They make money the more you get sick. And thus, they have infiltrated all the front groups. You know, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, and so on. They've all been infiltrated and are essentially just puppets for the pharmaceutical companies. That's it. Their only goal is to make sure that you don't prevent the disease and that you keep having the disease so that you can, quote, manage it using prescription medications. That's it. That's the entire model. It's a business model that the entire existence of it is predicated upon the mass suffering and diseasification, if you will, of the population. That's their business model. Make people sick, keep people sick, and then exploit their bodies and their suffering for profit. And big food and big pharma work hand in hand. Again, big food poisons you, gives you diabetes, gives you heart disease, gives you cancer, and then big pharma profits while keeping you locked in that disease until one day you eventually die. But no worries to them. There's another generation of people ready to follow the same path of poisoning and pharmaceutical prescriptions. And that's what it is. It's sick. It's sick. And you add these two together. Food and pharmaceuticals, it's way more than a quarter of the entire GDP of the United States. It's over 25% of the economy. It's probably, I don't know the exact number, but I'm guessing it's more like a third of the economy. Food and pharmaceuticals together, probably around a third. Because people pay money to eat poison, and then they pay money to treat the symptoms caused by the poisoning. And this is why we are going broke as a nation. This is why our civilization is unsustainable and will end in collapse, because you can't have a civilization that is called a free market, but is not a free market. It's a captive, corrupt market run by companies that profit off of poisoning the people. The entire profit model is based on poison. And I didn't even get into the pesticide companies and the herbicide companies, the GMO pushers, you know, Monsanto, DuPont, Syngenta, and so on. They're in the business of mass poisoning people as well. Glyphosate is a cancer-causing chemical. Goes along with both GMO crops as well as many non-GMO crops. People are eating glyphosate left and right. It's in most of the food that's not organic. You're poisoning yourself every trip to the grocery store unless you're buying almost all organic, fresh produce. And so it is unsustainable. It will not last. The sick care costs will bankrupt the nation and even Western civilization in the same way that sick care is already bankrupting the state of Illinois, which is out of money because they've spent too much money, like $1 billion a month at this point, on Medicaid payouts, because it costs a lot of money to treat all the sick people in the state of Illinois. And that's just the beginning. Other states will follow soon with the financial collapse, and then nations will go down as well, including the United States. You can't sustain it because you've let the drug companies be in charge of everything: legislation, regulation, food supply, medical system, medical schools, everything. You've let the drug companies run the show, and they've turned America into a pharma state. And as a pharma state, it will collapse because it's an unsustainable model to keep people sick so you can just profit off of their sickness and disease. That is the model of the U.S. economy today, and it won't last. It will implode. No question about it. Spread the word. We need to try to wake people up to this. I don't know that we can stop it, but at least we need to know what happened so that we don't make this same mistake again in the next society that rises from the ashes of this one. So you can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for joining me today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And if you want clean food, clean superfoods, clean dietary supplements, all lab tested, go to my online store, healthrangerstore.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.